Just before Oklahoma's presidential primary in March, KGOU gathered a group of undecided voters for a program we called Super Tuesday Speed Dating. Now that the Republican convention is in full swing, we decided to check back in with those GOP-leaning voters. KGOU's Jacob McClellan tracked them down to learn about their thoughts on Donald Trump's nomination.
When we first met in February, Keith Lowe was a scorned Jeb Bush supporter. The former Florida governor had just left the race, so Lowe was looking for a new favorite, and he got behind Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Now, before we go any further, a quick disclaimer. Keith Lowe is the father-in-law of KGOU All Things Considered host Paige Willett Lowe. Of course, Cruz dropped out too, leaving Lowe to look at the remaining Republican candidate, Donald Trump.
I always kind of took him as kind of a circus act, you know, kind of a deal. He makes a big show, but there's not a whole lot behind there. But at the same time, you know, if you read through his opponent's website, you're going to see pretty much the same thing. A lot of bravado, but not a lot of substance. So at this point in the campaign, I think that's the way it has always been. You know, the candidates always say, I'm going to do something really great, fantastic, America's going to be better because of me. But they don't really outline their plan yet. That'll be done after the convention, I think.
Who do you plan on voting for now?
I'll probably be a Republican true blue guy and vote for Trump.
Has Trump proven himself to you over in the intervening months since we last spoke?
I think his sustainability has proven himself that he's there for the long haul, which I wasn't really sure. You know, I thought maybe he would go up to a point and say, okay, you know, I'm done with this game. I'm going to go invest my money in something new, a new motel or something, you know. But he's stayed with the game, and he seems to be serious about trying to fix some of the problems that he perceives. And so I think he's a legitimate candidate now.
We also talked to Sam Flowers on our Undecided Voters panel. He's a student at the University of Oklahoma and a first-time voter. When we spoke before the primary, Flowers supported Marco Rubio, and he was disappointed when the Florida senator suspended his campaign.
I thought, first and foremost, that he was one of the few candidates in the race that had a positive outlook for America. You know, he wanted, I think, truly to build a new American century and wanted to move our country forward.
The last time we spoke, you didn't have many favorable things to say about Donald Trump. Our group talked for a couple of hours, and a lot was edited out, including this clip.
My parents taught me that America was inclusive, that we fought for liberty, and we didn't sacrifice in all these wars for nothing, and just to throw it away with a president that will make, you know, derogatory statements towards minority voters, towards foreign migrants. I mean, I just don't believe in that. I don't see that as the America I know and that I love, and as such, I will not vote for that.
Sam, has your opinion of Trump changed since then?
Nope, it has not.
Looking at the available candidates now, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, and third-party candidates like Libertarian Gary Johnson and Green candidate Jill Stein, who are you leaning towards now?
I'm going to vote for Hillary Clinton, which was about one of the last things I thought I'd do going into this season.
So why do you think that you're going to vote for Clinton now?
I guess, to me, this election is about defining which path America is going to take forward. Are we going to take forward the nationalist path that Donald Trump is proposing, or are we going to take the inclusive path that Hillary Clinton is at least saying that she's going to follow? If I voted for a Libertarian candidate, yes, they might agree more with my views, but that kind of change that the Libertarian Party is proposing needs to start from the local level and work its way up.
Now, Sam, you're young. This is your first presidential election. Has the negativity and the unfavorability ratings of both of the major party candidates, have those things dampened your enthusiasm at all for voting?
I'm kind of disappointed that I'm stuck to pretty much Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump if you want to vote for a candidate that'll win, but I've always heard people talk about politics picking the least deadly poison. I guess that's what I'm doing.
That's Sam Flowers, a student at the University of Oklahoma. He spoke to KGOU's Jacob McClelland. You can find this story and our original Super Tuesday speed dating special on our website, kgou.org.